The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Yesterday, Joe Biden unfolded his plan to raise taxes by $2.5 trillion over the next decade. Kurt Kaltzman is a senior fellow in fiscal policy for the Americans for Prosperity. This group does a lot of wonderful work, and I wanted Kurt to come on with us for a few minutes to talk with us about and just kind of help us break down what the president proposed yesterday. Good morning, Kurt. Appreciate your time this morning.
Good morning, Joey. Happy to be with you here.
Before we get into the president's plan, there, I wanted to ask you one quick thing because I know that you have done some work. You've worked for a number of different House members, and I know you've worked on a bipartisan balanced budget amendment, and you're working on a current plan now. Kurt, we never hear anyone speaking about balancing the budget anymore. Is that ever going to come up? Is that ever anything that we can possibly expect Washington to do?
Well, that's not something that I've stopped talking about for the last decade or so, but you're right. There has been less discussion of it over the last couple of years. It is starting to come back more, though. Senator Lindsey Graham was at the South Carolina Capitol at the end of January with a bunch of state lawmakers, and they were talking about the need to do the Article 5 state call for a convention approach to a BBA.
Right.
But 2 weeks ago, Senator Mike Braun from Indiana and Representative Jody Arrington from West Texas introduced a bipartisan business cycle balance budget amendment. And that has real potential. It's a lot better crafted than the other annual balance BBAs that are out there. And there's another one that I wrote when I worked for Dave Brat. We called it the principles-based BBA. That is another one that doesn't have the issues that some of the longstanding ones have had. So I think given the amount of debt that Congress has approved in the last couple of years and the inflation that we're feeling and just sort of a general sense that things aren't going well, I think people are going to be talking more and more about balanced budget amendments and other kind of constitutional and institutional fixes that might be appropriate for our country at this stage
sure.
of time.
Sure. And I am correct. I mean, I don't recall hearing President Biden mention balancing the budget yesterday. Is that correct? Is that part of his program?
I didn't hear him mention it, and it doesn't
okay.
appear to be part of his program.
I just wanted to make sure I hadn't overlooked it somehow. All right, so yesterday the president proposed his 2023 federal budget. Let's start with the tax increases, what these look like and who they're going to affect.
Yeah, the president's budget proposed $2.5 trillion. And by the way, I've been reading president's budget proposals for well over a decade. The two members that I worked for were on the budget committee. So we would get this massive stack of the president's budget. It's there's a lot in there. And you have to understand that the president's budget is kind of two things. One is like a bunch of technical information about the state of the federal government's finances. And then it's also a series of proposals from the president about what he thinks should change about policy. And so we did see $2.5 trillion of increased taxes on top of what's already there, targeted at higher earners. They would increase the corporate rate from 25%, where it is now, to 28%. They would create a new wealth tax on unrealized capital gains. So basically, you know, people have stock or whatever, but they haven't actually booked any sort of gains. It's just sort of like paper money. And they're proposing to tax that as if it were income, even though it hasn't actually been income. So there's some real constitutional questions about whether that's legal.
Kurt, and with me today, Kurt Kaltzman with Americans for Prosperity. If you'd like to know about more of what this wonderful group does, go to AmericansForProsperity.org. You're going to want to be a part of this. They do some wonderful work. So as my understanding, on taxing unrealized gains. I mean, that could apply to real estate as well, correct?
Sure.
So how do you tax someone? And the example that I used a little bit earlier this morning is, so you've got a billionaire who purchases a $50 million mansion. On paper, it's increased to $60 million. So you tax him on the $10 million that he hasn't received yet.
That's right. I mean, that's basically what the proposal would do. And it's not just people on the political right that are saying this has constitutional and like workability problems. There are plenty of people that are on the center left and the left that are saying this as well. I think I saw somebody from the Brookings Institution or the Brookings Urban Tax Policy Center saying that they're not sure that this would even work, because you'd basically be forcing people to sell off things in order to pay the taxes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I
don't even know how you'd keep. You'd almost have to create a new bureaucracy to keep up with that, because are you going to come out and reassess people's homes every year, and they would have to pay every year that it appreciates?
Well, it's not just homes. I mean, it's stocks. It's not so much bonds. It's art. It's vehicles. I mean, it's anything you can think of that the government says has value. If they believe that the value of it has changed, then you could be subject to taxation on that.
Yeah, businesses, they own their building, and that increases. I would suppose that they have to pay the capital gains on that before they actually sell the asset.
Absolutely. But the other thing about this particular budget, and I've never seen anything like this before, is that it leaves out a lot of the president's actually preferred policies. You remember the Build Back Better Act that the House passed last year?
Yes.
None of that stuff, or almost none of that stuff, is in this budget. So if that were all made permanent, as the proponents, including the president, seem to want to do, that would add another $5 trillion in giveaways, mostly on the spending side, some on the tax side. I heard one of your callers talking about the refundable credits, and that's part of what's in there. So, like, when the Biden administration claims that their budget would reduce the deficit by about $1 trillion over 10 years, that's totally leaving out $3 to $5 trillion of extra deficit impact of the Build Back Better Act policies that are just simply absent from this budget.
Yeah. And we all know that President Biden hopes to somehow, someday, get all of those approved. So while raising taxes, increasing the revenue, of course, he wants to spend more. What are some of the other particular items that got your attention as far as the proposed increased spending?
There's more spending being proposed on healthcare. There always is, boosting the benefits under Medicare and Medicaid and Indian health programs. There's a big chunk of money for education. It's a little unclear about the specifics there, but it's K-12 and it's higher ed. The budget proposes doubling the maximum award of the Pell Grant. Mm-hmm. Fairly expensive. There are new housing subsidies that are being proposed. There's a bunch of green energy stuff in here, and even more that's not included, but it's part of the Build Back Better. So it's really, it's a tax and spend budget, and especially when you include the shadow budget, the Build Back Better stuff, we're talking about a major increase in the size and scope of the federal government. And we're at a point where we need to start looking at ways to shrink and consolidate and streamline, because the federal government's doing a lot of things that it really shouldn't be doing, that the state should be doing, or maybe that nobody should be doing, like in the case of corporate welfare.
Yep. Yep. On our guest line, Kurt Kautzman with Americans for Prosperity. One final question for you, Kurt. And again, we appreciate your time this morning. The president talked about increasing the cost on energy providers over the next decade. I mean, give us some specifics on that. And won't this ultimately increase what consumers are spending on energy?
Absolutely. You know, there are proposals to eliminate a bunch of tax provisions that apply to the energy industry. Now, these sound kind of like nefarious special treatment stuff, but they're not. They're really just cost recovery. Like, a business is supposed to pay tax on its profits, and profits are your revenue minus your costs. And if you can't deduct your costs, you're actually paying more in your income tax than, you should be. And so they're trying to get rid of some of the tax provisions that allow cost recovery for energy companies. And so $45 billion in a hit to the energy industry over the next 10 years, that's absolutely going to increase costs to consumers, not only directly, but also because of the signal that it sends, along with all of the other Biden administration policies about how they are essentially trying to crush oil and gas and coal production and use in this country for environmental and social goals.
Yeah. Wow. Kurt Kautzman, again, thank you for your time this morning, and we appreciate what you guys do at Americans for Prosperity. If you'd like to know more about Americans for Prosperity, go to AmericansForProsperity.org. Kurt, you guys do wonderful work, and thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Sure thing.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.